Okay, sir, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not, but the Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing at this time.
Okay, so do you speak English?
Well, my name is English. So, my name is English. No. But I can communicate with you too.
It's a C-320.
All right.
On an object point.
Give the cell number to C-320. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
So you have translate for us?
Yes, I can answer.
Okay. Probably the best thing would be, you know, since you don't have speakers on there, so you hold the phone, I'll go through this slowly, you can translate, and translate back as the answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, so there's some formalities I'm going to go through first, and then we'll get down to the questioning and stuff. And so what is your name, sir?
What is your name?
Roberto Yerma.
Roberto Yerma.
And the ABC number?
The one. Yes, sir. Marco. Will you tell me? Will you tell me? 22-4.
In your opinion, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to a community supervision revocation?
It's last time that the concept of the legal government
is the legal government. Okay, I'm going to introduce the board members now. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. The Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. The Honorable Willie Kenneth. And my name is David Neal. Also, we have Mr. Russ B. from the Department of Corrections. And Mr. Russ B. will represent the parole office also. Okay, prior to this hearing, you received a notification form about the hearing. Do you remember that form? Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense.
Que en el fondo puede decir que podrías presentar todo solo o podrías conseguir un abogado para que te representara, pero bajo su propio costo.
Así es.
Yes, sí, señor.
Okay. Did you hire an attorney, sir?
¿Contrataste a un abogado?
No.
Okay. I'm going to swear him and Mr. Respi in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Your hearing will have two phases, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated.
Phase no va a ser si las condiciones o las reglas para tu libertad condicional fueron violadas de alguna forma.
Así es.
Sí, pienso en eso.
Okay, phase two will determine whether the community supervision is revoked or reinstated.
La segunda parte va a ser si tu libertad condicional va a ser revocada o que lo pueden revocar.
Tienes que mantener, puede trabajar bien, no es que no sea lógica alguna y que no haya una oportunidad.
Sí, bueno, la atención y aquí en la atención.
Okay. Phase one, I will read one allegation that's on the line.
La primera parte va a ser una autorización por la información.
Okay, after I read it, I will ask you if it's true or false.
Después de leer, me va a preguntar si es cierto o no.
Okay, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three.
Una violación a la libertad condicional número tres.
Así es. Es
It's demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence.
Es demostrado por tu acto de haber cambiado de dirección.
At 376 Camino La Monte in Rio Rico.
Camino La Monte in Rio
Rico. En Rio Rico, si es, hay entrado en una casa, hay en una casa.
¿Qué ya era lo que yo subí?
Hay en una.
On or about May 22nd, 2018.
Aproximadamente el 22 de mayo de 2018.
Without prior approval of your assigned parole officer.
Sin la aprobación de tu oficial de prueba condicional.
Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision.
No se sabía dónde te encontrabas ubicado y no estabas bajo la supervisión de él.
Así es cierto, yo no
tenía. Y así no se va a pensar.
Sí, sí.
Is that true or false?
¿Es cierto o falso?
Cierto.
True, sir.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Ferreira, I'm moved to find that he is a member.
En tu admisión, él determina que es un padre.
Así es.
As he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision.
Porque violaste los términos y condiciones de tu supervisión.
Es cierto, es cierto.
And that he may not lapse or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Y podías haber ya sea caído o a punto de caer en cometer un crimen.
Y según hoy, es si puedo decir que no me refiero.
He has the references from other words, and he just wants to put something to it.
Okay, I'm
just
Okay, I'm going to finish the motion, sir. So that was my motion.
Yes, sir. Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. By Dr. Wright and Green, by Mr. Thomas and Woodhouse. Okay, we're going to move into phase two. But before we do, Mr. Westby is going to give us some information. So please stand by and I'll get right back to you.
Mr. Westby was released from the Department of Corrections on March 2nd, 2018.
He said that police were soltaron el actual departamento and when was the writing, sir?
March 10th. That is correct.
And what was the answer? It was mainly, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was arrested February 12, 2018 by Customs and Border Protection at Laredo, Texas, upon the entry.
So it stands on the style of the Laredo that was being disabled for La Agencia de la Army in the Brazil. Yes, sir.
There was no charges, and he was back in DOC on February 26, 2019. Well, 266 of scheduled days.
He said that the día aproximado para que se termine el tiempo es el 22 de agosto del 2019 y las dos a 266 días.
So,
yes.
Current convention 2015 dangerous drug violation 3.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in the DOC.
Yeah. posesión de drogas en presos.
Sí.
Y fui sentenciado por
ese tema. Sí.
Su ley de esa, y lo hizo.
2012, in the prison of escape, access unknown.
En 2012, me dio acceso a alguien escapar en Texas, el resultado de ese impulso. No sé qué se anunció, que no sé qué se anunció, no sé qué se
anunció. No, no, yes.
For me, no, no, saying that it was money laundering on escape.
2013, 2000, early second degree, California, felony conviction for Asia.
Yes, the same, yes, he's in the
area. 2014, early second degree, 2 points, California, felony conviction for Asia.
Yes, the same, yes.
Human risk score, G5,
E5.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Barrera, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. Okay, were you released from prison to the old Pueblo Community Services in
2000? Yes.
Okay, then you moved in to the Rio Rico address. Okay. Did you go to Mexico from there?
¿Te fuiste a México después de la liberación?
Así, por lo menos me invitó a la universidad aquí. Y me dije, ¿por qué no me quedo en casa? Porque no me voy a dejar.
No me voy a dejar con Dios.
¿Por qué no me
voy a dejar? Y se me dijo, ¿es que los asuntos en el chance? Pero aquí no se puede hacer un principio en eso.
Y el que es profesor, luego llegamos y luego ya hicimos pagos y nos vinimos
a y la persona pasó de él, de aquí en el sonido de la ciudad, y aquí en el
sonido de la ciudad. You say his son passed away?
Yes, that's why he had to go to Mexico or something like that. And once he finished with that situation,
para observar el cada vez más que lo necesite en mi grupo. Yo hago un disparo de bien, de mi cargo, y yo voy a mirar, no es verdad.
Y si ellos, pues los amados fueron a la y ellos no me dicen mucho. Maybe that all he wants is just to be able to go out, to work, that he's never holding on to any of his payments or parole, that he's growing with all of them, that he just wants to go out and give his bed to somebody else that really needs to be. And then, he just wants to get out of work and pay what he has to pay and finish his time.
Thank you very much.
And you have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The board will be going into discussion to make a decision. Please remain silent, and I will get back with you once we've made our decision.
Por favor, mantengan silencio, y ellos no van a decir una vez que han tomado una decisión. Yes, sir.
The board is now in discussion. This is unfortunate. Mr. Herrera's son died, so he went to Mexico to take care of the situation and arrangements. But he left the country while we were gone. Community supervision, and I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time. They have about 5 months left, so they can be totally done with the OC. But I'm going to listen to discussion from our board members if there's any. Okay. Okay, officer, I'm going to go through our motion process. So I'm going to do it slowly so you can relay that information to him so he understands the motion I'm making and what happens with it, okay? Based on the information in warrant number 2018 W2215. I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Guerrero as he was delinquent, violating terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ratings of the company.
Second.
Agree, sir.
Agree.
Pasado en la evidencia de que se le encontró culpable, se decidió revocar las condiciones de libertad a un funcionario, basado en las condiciones de tomarse y porque probablemente el cual descubriste ese punto de contenido en el segundo. Y así vamos a
ver. Okay, so you will be released on August 22nd of
2019.
And then you can take care of business without worrying about a parole officer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. And this will end the hearing.
Okay.
Thank you very much, officer. You did a fantastic job for us.
Thank you once again, officer, and you were just great, and we will talk with you real soon, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for having me.
Okay, we will disconnect now. Thank you.